You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 139.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back here with you today. I have a little bit of a cold, so right now I sound a little nasally. I'm still working on the audio. If you are watching the video of this, this is the first video podcast I have. It's going to be live on my website, maybe eventually a YouTube channel. Not there yet. But I'm sitting in my new office. It's a little echoey in here, I know. I need more stuff in it to help with sound. I have a pillow next to me to kind of bounce the sound a little bit. So I'm sorry if it's echoey. I am working on the sound by the end of this year. That's one of my goals, is to have a really good sound podcast. Normally I record this podcast and I'm just like sitting on my bed because it's, you know, like the best sound there, but I wanted to try some video forms as well because I know some people really like videos. Okay, so today we are going to talk about something that I have realized from working with estheticians and talking to estheticians a lot of people need help with, and that is taking profit in your business. And I'm really going to go into what I mean by that specifically. I know if you are afraid of numbers, you're like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Like, next podcast, I'll come back next week, but please stay with me. I'm not going to talk actually a lot about numbers specifically today. I'm actually just going to talk to you about what profit is and then why you need to take it in your business every single month. And kind of the back understanding of it more than like how to take profit. That is a harder thing for me to teach on a podcast, something that I work really diligently on with my one-on-one clients. And it's not always an easy thing to figure out either with them because there's a lot of different variables happening. But if you work with a bookkeeper or someone who helps you with your finances, they should be able to tell you how much you can take in profit. Now, there are three reasons that you should take a profit in your business. Again, if you're watching the video, I'm playing with my bangs. I'm sorry. So I'm going to go over those reasons, okay? The first reason is they're all really important. I actually can't tell you if one's more important than the other. But the one that may be the most motivating for you, because the other two are not as motivating. They're a little bit like, oh, I know. It's like adding to the list. But the first reason is to see what is working in your business, what's actually making money. What I found with working with estheticians one-on-one in their business is that they think their business is making money because they are booked, right? They are doing services, they are doing, you know, eyebrow waxes, they're doing facials, they're doing whatever it is that they do, lash extensions, all the things. And they think that means their business is doing well. Maybe even they're making 10 grand a month. But then when it comes to take a profit, they don't really have a lot of money to take. And there's a number of reasons why, but one of them can be they're not charging enough for their services. Like maybe they're doing, you know, a pro sell service, and every pro sell service is, I think it's $15. I don't actually know because I don't do pro sell, but I feel like one of my clients told me that. But, you know, they're not taking into consideration how much everything costing them. And so they are doing these services and not really being aware of if it's actually making them money. And this can be life-changing for your business, not to be dramatic here. I know that's really dramatic, but it can. It can be really life-changing for your business because if you are doing services that are not making money, whether it means you need to raise your prices or you need to delete the service from your service menu, that information alone can be massive for your business. It can change how much money you're bringing in, how much profit you get to take. It's a really big deal. So that's the first reason, okay? The second two reasons are not as exciting, maybe, or motivating, but they are really, really important. So we still are going to talk about them. So the second reason is to be, if you are not taking a profit every month, you just see money in your bank account and you're like, oh, it's just, I can use it to spend, right? However you want on your business. I'm buying this new device, this new skincare line. I'm buying all this extra back bar. I'm buying this new course. I'm buying this new education, whatever it is, right? You just, it's like money that you can spend, right? And if you're not taking like, okay, every month I take $3,000 profit or I take $5,000 profit or I take $7,000 profit. If you're not making that a goal, when you go to spend things, you'll be like, oh, if I buy that, I won't be able to take the profit that I want to take. And then you make a better decision. Not to say sometimes like in my business, I haven't been like, okay, I'm not taking a profit this month or as much of a profit this month because I'm doing these other investments. Totally great. But I make that decision knowing that like it was a very mindful decision. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to spend and then hopefully like I have enough money to pay for everything and then have like some left over for my own bills, right? Like it's very, very planned out. So I'm like, okay, I'm taking this course or I'm investing in this thing and that means I'm going to have a little less profit or less profit than I normally do. Is that really worth it for me? And then you make the decision. There's no right or wrong answer in those decisions. Sometimes the decision is like, oh no, I don't want that that badly, right? Like that, you know, that sounds really great until it comes to like, I actually want to go on this vacation I'm saving for more, or I actually want to pay off my car more. I want to pay off a loan more with that money. That's when those decisions become much more crystal clear. If you're like, oh, if I buy this, it means maybe I can't have that. But if you don't have that information, if you don't know how much you're taking every month in profit, then that's when just like spending just can get really out of control. And it can be really hard if you're always spending more money than you're making in your business because you're like, what am I working for? Right? Like you're just so exasperated. Like I'm working so hard. I don't see any money. It's because you're spending the money without knowing that you're spending it really. So like, that also can be such a massive game changer for my clients. We spend time on this because I want them to see what their profit is and look at all their expenses. We look at them together and it's not judgment. Like there is no judgment. I actually have a profit calculator that I have started using with my clients, which they put in all their expenses, their back bar, any kind of loans or business credit cards that they may have that they're trying to, you know, pay off. I put in how much they should be spending in back bar and retail based on their previous sales, month sales, making sure they're investing back smartly. And then I help them take their profit based on that. Which leads to the third reason, because there's another part of this calculator that I use with my clients that is really, really important to know what your profit is every month, and is that is taxes. Whether you're a sole proprietor, LLC, S-Corp, whatever it is. And if you don't know, if you're not like any, if you don't have an idea, you're definitely a sole proprietor, but definitely look into talking to an accountant about that, because if you're making a certain amount of money, being a sole proprietor is not a good idea from a tax perspective. I don't have those numbers, I can say with confidence, but I know that to be true. So I was a sole proprietor when I made over $100,000. I paid a lot more in taxes than if I had been an LLC or an S Corp. So I wish I had known that then. So if you are on track to making $100,000 and you're an S Corp, talk to a tax professional. But side note, if you bring in all this money and then you spend your money, which is your expenses, right? So that's like your revenues, all the money you bring in, expenses is what you spend your money on. You take the expenses out of the revenue, and that technically is left over as profit, but you don't get to keep all that money because of taxes. So you have to take out a percentage of taxes and put it aside and save it, whether, and again, your accounting is the only person who can tell you that number, that percentage. However you are set up as a business, only, again, only your tax professional can tell you that, but you have to take taxes out of that profit, or the year will end. Like, tax season is upon us, and you may get a tax bill that you don't have the money to pay for because you were not saving money for taxes. And I know this is a fear for so many of you, and it can be so simple. I know it's been a fear for me too, so I'm not trying to be like, you guys need to figure this out. I have been here too, where I'm like, oh, what if I don't have no money for taxes, and like panicking, right? So you need to put aside money every month for taxes. Some people pay quarterly taxes, some people pay yearly taxes, whatever it is. Again, talk to your tax professional, but you still need to start saving your money. But if you don't know your profit, you don't know how much you need to save for taxes. So it really is a guessing game. It really becomes a guessing game because you don't know. Isn't that wild? So if you are that esthetician, which I now know is many more people than I thought, that just moves money around, that like, oh, I have this personal bill that I need, I'm just going to transfer money from my business checking account to my personal checking account to pay for that. Or if you have everything in one checking account, please have a separate checking account for your business. Please, please, please. Actually, from a tax perspective and a legal perspective, you need to. But also just from like a sanity perspective, but like the transferring of money of like, oh, I need to pay this, I'm going to pay, put the money there, I'm going to pay this, I'm going to put money over there, like not keeping things separate, not having mindful spending, you don't know how much profit you took. It's not possible. So then you don't know how to save. So then taxes is terrifying. Oh my gosh, it's so terrifying. If you're like, I don't know, I think I saved like X amount of money, but you actually had a much bigger profit than you thought you did when the accountant does your numbers at the end of the year, that's a problem. That is where the anxiety is coming from. So we're still new in 2024. If you're listening to this afterwards, whatever, still like do it today. But you need to know how much your business is profiting every month to save for taxes. It's imperative. It's an imperative business thing to do. It's actually not that hard to do. I'm going to tell you right now, like, you don't have to be good at math. You don't have to be good at Excel. It's like really simple. It's simple. I promise you it's simple math. The biggest part is getting over the fear of it more than doing the math itself. I've walked many estheticians through this. They're always like, oh, I don't want to look at my numbers. And we look at the numbers and like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. Oh my gosh, that actually is better than I thought it was going to be. This is actually easier than I thought it was going to be. Like the relief is actually always there. I never walked an esthetician through this and they're like, awful. I wish I never looked. That's never happened, right? Like it's always like, okay, now I have a plan. I know how to do it. It's actually not that hard. It's kind of like you know, someone's starting a new skincare routine and they're like, why, how, I don't want to, can I not? And you're like, no, but seriously, if you just do it this way, I promise you it's going to be so much easier. I know it's not what you think you need, but I know it's what you need. That's me telling you right now. You need to figure out your profit every single month. And you need to save money for your taxes every single month. Then you need to use the decision of what your profit is to figure out your spending and to make healthy business decisions of things that are working for you versus things that are not. If you need help with this, this is a thing I spend a lot of time on with my one-on-one clients. We walk through it. Very simply, I help gather all the information. I help put it all together in a really easy to understand spreadsheet that makes it very black and white. It's not a scary spreadsheet. There's rainbow colors on it. It's very easy to understand. I help you do it every single month so that at the end of our 6 months of working together, you can do it by yourself. You understand how to do it. You understand the numbers. And you can just really know these things in your business, and it's going to be life-changing for you, I promise. That is it for today. It was so fun doing the video. If you want to watch the video, I'll put a link in the show notes to the podcast that has the video on it. Thanks so much for watching and listening, but mostly for listening, because I know we're all podcast people. I'm more of a podcast person. The videos are not going to be fancy, but just, you know, for people who do like video. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.